Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many believe? I mean, you are not even having to struggle with believing that God forgives all iniquities. Come on, how many would say, I'm not even struggling with that? He forgives all iniquities. Why would you struggle with Him healing all diseases? Why? Why is that any different? I'll tell you why it's different. It is different. People struggle with this when they don't struggle with the other. Why? Because you hadn't been taught that all your life. Many people were taught God can heal if it's His will. That's what most people were taught. He could if it's His will. Well, it is His will. And He can. Hallelujah. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Keep going. He redeems your life from destruction. Another benefit. Hallelujah. Protection is a benefit. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Man, what does that cover? That covers you getting all kind of stuff you don't deserve at all. You getting to have and enjoy and do all kinds of stuff that you didn't deserve. It's just mercy. It's just loving kindness. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Don't forget that benefit. Amen. Don't forget that benefit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, that sounds like getting 60 or 70 or so and catching a new gear. Yeah. Something happening to you. You're getting revitalized, renewed, and people going, what happened to you? What happened to you? You go, Psalm 103:5. What treatments you been getting, Psalm 103? I got the full 103. Man, you look it. Yes, I did. My youth is renewed. Hallelujah. Like the eagle. Oh, somebody say, praise God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The truth is, somebody say the truth. Just because somebody says something's true does not make it true. We got to discern between what people call truth and what actually is truth. Truth is not relative. Truth doesn't change. It's not subjective. Look in Matthew 18. Something's happening in your spirit. Doubt is getting pushed out. I said doubt is getting pushed out. Wavering is getting removed. You believe it?
Yes.
And what remains is rock solid faith in rock solid truth.
Amen.
That doesn't change. That doesn't vary. Not going to happen by the grace of God. But if I backslid and just went crazy, man often did stupid stuff. Does that mean God's not real?
No.
Does that mean the Lord doesn't save? Salvation is not real. New birth is not real. Doesn't mean any such of a thing. It means Keith went crazy. What's that got to do with the eternal truth of God and who He is? Come on, can you see this? You need to know God well enough for yourself that no matter what anybody else does, you know in whom you have believed.
Yes.
And you're persuaded that he's able to keep you. Because there's a lot of folks doing a lot of crazy stuff down here. And there's a lot of people who get in church and they jump out of church. They jump in the ministry and they jump out of the ministry. And depends on which day you catch them as to what they believe and who they are and what they're doing. And if you base your life on them, you're going to be in, you're going to be out, you're going to be up, you're going to be down, you're not going to know where you are. Amen. That's not truth.
That's right.
And that's not God.
That's right.
That's them.
That's right.
I said, that's them. Truth is the truth, no matter what anybody does. Matthew 18, here's the truth. Verse 14. He said, even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. How many is it God's will for them to perish?
None.
Not a one. It's His will for all to be saved, all to be forgiven of all their iniquities, all to be healed of all their diseases. Somebody say, all.
All.
But are all saved?
No.
Obviously not. Have all received forgiveness for all their mistakes and iniquities? No, they haven't. Have all been healed? Obviously not. But you don't determine truth by looking at other people's lives. That's not how you determine truth. It's not the will of your Father, which is in heaven. Jesus said this, that a one of these little ones should perish. Look in 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but He's long-suffering toward us. Again, it's us. We're not waiting on Him. Long-suffering means you're tolerant and you're patient. You're waiting on. We're not waiting on Him. He's long-suffering to us, not willing what? That any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The key is with us. And repentance means change. You change from being stubborn, you change from not listening and not believing and not receiving. You humble yourself and you begin to believe. You humble yourself and submit to His Lordship. You humble yourself and believe and receive His Word and obey Him and act on His Word. That's the key. The change lies with us, not with Him. He doesn't need to change. Somebody said out loud, He's not willing.
That any should perish.
So when people try to tell you, I don't care how many degrees they have, I don't care how they dress, they try to tell you that people perishing is somehow the mysterious plan and will of God, you reject that. Do not accept it for a moment. No perishing of people on this planet is happening according to the will of God. Not a one. Not whether you're perishing spiritually or perishing mentally or emotionally or perishing in your marriage and your family or perishing in your body and your health or perishing in your finances or perishing in your career. None of that. No perishing. No person perishing is the will of God at all. Go with me to Psalm 86, please. Or actually, don't do that. You go to Isaiah 38, and they'll put this on the screen for us. Go to Isaiah 38, please, and put on the screen for us Psalm 86:5. Psalm 86:5. It says, "For you, Lord, are good. You are what? Ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call on you." Said out loud, the Lord is good, and He's ready.
And He's ready.
Now, do you see that this is the same language as you saw in Peter? He's long-suffering toward us. What does that mean? Not willing that any should perish. He's ready to save. As soon, you know, how many understand in your life you could have been born again before you were? How many will acknowledge? You could have been, a lot of you, you could have been born again years, decades. You had opportunity. You saw some things, but you didn't. Could you say you were waiting on God to save you? If you did, it'd be a lie. Was He ready for you to be born again? Sins washed away. Was He ready years before you were ready? Oh, yeah. He doesn't change. And here you see, Lord, You are good and You're ready to forgive. He's ready to forgive every person on this planet. Isn't that wonderful to know?
Yes.
He's ready. He's ready to forgive. He's ready to cleanse based on what Jesus has already done. Well, by the like token, He's ready to heal. He's ready to do everything. Bring everything to pass that Jesus has bought and paid for.
Amen.
Now you'll see that so clearly here in Isaiah 38. Isaiah 38 verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith who?
The Lord.
The Lord. Set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. So that proves that in this case, it was God's will for him to not be healed, but to die. Well, the Lord said it. It does not prove that. Rest of the passage proves otherwise. The Lord said, go back to verse 1. What did the Lord say? Set your house in order. Get your affairs together. Get ready to die. Why? Because you shall die and not live. Now, if the Lord tells you you're going to die, what's going to happen? Maybe not. So if the Lord said you're going to die, you're going to die. Not here, it didn't. That's not how this turned out. I thought you said God doesn't change. He doesn't. Thought you said truth is eternal and it doesn't change. It is. And it doesn't change. Guess who changed here?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our Week of Increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me